Welcome to Leanne's Voice podcast, where I talk about all great and amazing things to help you ladies speak with confidence in any situation, whether it's work, in business, at home, socially, on dates, wherever it is you find that you need to speak and you want to speak more confidently, this is the podcast for you. If that sounds like a bit of you, then stay tuned, my dear. I've got some gems and tips and hints to help you speak more confidently like never, ever before. All right, so one of my favorite podcasts I love to do with you guys is to do your Q&A so I can hear where you're at, what questions you're asking. And I really love to find out like how I can best help you. So let's jump in. The first question is, how can I become more articulate and expressive while speaking? Now, there's so many ways that you can do this, such as how clearly you're articulating the English language. Are you rushing what you talk? I know sometimes I can speak fast. I know, because I'm just so passionate about stuff and I have to actually have a conscious mind to slow myself down. So slow yourself down. That'll improve your articulation, you know, at how you're actually correctly saying the words. And how else to be more articulate and expressive is to use correct gestures that support what you're saying. You know, hands going upward show that you want an increase, or hands going down show that something is not very good, and facial expressions. Practice your facial expressions in the mirror. I'm not telling you to be like, you know, Jim Carrey did all those different facial expressions, but make sure your face supports what you're saying. Smile often, because that softens your voice. That's a voiceover tip I'm giving you there for free. Smile and it softens your voice. So listen to this. Smile and it softens your voice. You sound much more engaging and friendly. Smile, it softens your voice. It makes you sound much more friendly and engaging. First one, I smiled hard. Second one, didn't really smile at all. You hear the difference. And practice your pronunciation and how you're talking. Use storytelling, bring in personal examples. If you don't have an example of the situation you're talking about, research one, ask your friend, find something on YouTube that you can bring in, because people love stories. We like to get in everyone else's business, like we ain't got our own business to mind, but we like to hear how others are doing. Some people like to hear that others are not doing that well, which is not a good thought pattern. But we need to really think about like using gestures, language, practicing how clearly you're talking, using storytelling, and really engaging your audience. So asking your audience, your listeners, questions, bringing them in. You know, you can say like, okay, one day I was walking down the road and I saw a coffee shop and I saw they had, you know, two hot frothy coffees for £2. So I had to stop and go, does that happen to anybody else? You know, bring them in. This can avoid you sounding monotone, gives you a chance to catch your breath. And it also helps you to be much more expressive when you do talk, because you're not dominating the whole conversation. So that was the first question. This question I hear a lot. One of the first people who's asked for this one, I hope I'm saying your name right, Latavia. I hope I'm saying your name right. Anyone else has asked this question, please do listen in right now. The question is, how can I deal with imposter syndrome and internal self-doubt when speaking? Now, this happens a lot. It doesn't mean you're just an imposter syndrome when you are need to go and talk. It could happen in other areas of your life as well. But in regards to speaking confidently, I think you've got to start reframing or affirming who you are. Now, how I do, I'm going to tell you stuff that worked for me. And if you want to imitate me and do well, speak like, I'm not saying speak like me if you're East London twang. No, I'm just saying speak like yourself, but speak with confidence on any situation. So I'm saying to you this. Reframe that negative talk. So I do it using affirmations based on the Bible. So say, for example, I might not be feeling that cute. I'll go into Songs of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 1, say, I am beautiful. There is no flaw on me. So if you're not a Christian, you don't believe in the Bible, that's fine. Do your affirmations and remind yourself you're a great speaker, you're beautiful, you're confident, people listen to you. I use mine from the Bible because I know they're powerful and they work. Do you know what I'm saying? And you've got to think as well. Let me just drop this one in here. When you use the affirmations, I am, who said I am first of all? God. Ah, let's just drop some bars there. Do you know what I'm saying? If you're using the word I am, that shows that God said I am. That means you're using words that God said who you are. So just use the Bible and do it, yeah? Do you know what I'm saying? Okay, so you're going to give yourself reframe, have positive affirmations, reframe your negative self-talk with positive affirmations. Whether you use the Bible or not, it's up to you. It's your choice. I'm telling you, I use the Bible. I use the affirmations. I recreate the scriptures, readjust them with eyes, and they work for me. telling you what's working out here. Remind yourself of your past speaking successes, whether it's that you did the Bridesmaids of Honor speech, you did a presentation at uni, you did a presentation at work, you did a meeting, you did an interview. Remind yourself when it went well or the parts that went well. That gives you confidence too. This can remind you that you've got strengths and value to bring to your audience, and get support, get a mentor, get a coach, get a trusted friend who can help you overcome any feelings of the imposter syndrome and remind you when you deliver. You always sound good when you deliver. Sometimes I don't sound that good. Sometimes I might have a cold, or I might not sound good, or I've got a lot on, or there's something on my mind, or something that's happening, but always come with your A game. A grade would be great as well. But always come with your A game as well, so that you can deliver time and time again. Do not let your thoughts or feelings deliver out your mouth. Deliver the value and expertise that God has put in you to deliver to the people in front of you. Just do it, okay? Okay, let me go into the next question. This one coming. Sometimes I see some of these questions online. Sometimes you guys DM them. So a mixture of other stuff. And I see one of them on Kiora as well. So how can I create engaging and memorable presentations? And I know some of you have to do presentations at work, for interviews, at university. You need to do it a number of places. Some of you are presenting to small groups as well, which is amazing. Now, using visual tools, I want to remind you, please do not do deaf by PowerPoint. There are lots of ways that you can entertain and support what you're saying visually with so many different software. It doesn't have to revert back to the, you know, school GCSE days of PowerPoint. Even when I was doing GCSE, I didn't use PowerPoint, to be honest. Use different softwares that are going to help and complement what you're saying. Use interactive elements. Use quizzes, polls if you're doing a virtual presentation. Get people using the media themselves. Let them draw something, or use humor and storytelling as well. And just deliver a message that works for what you're saying. Don't have gorgeous pictures of the Himalayas or New York City and you're talking about, I don't know, numbers. Make sure that your media, your sound, your video, A, they work, test them before, and that they complement what it is you're saying. They're not a distraction. And practice your delivery of them before you get into game time, before you go into the venue to speak, or before you need to do events. Either the pictures come up. Sometimes you can find a picture on your phone, you put it out on the screen, and it's really small. So work through that stuff as well. And you want your presentation to be memorable, engaging, and enjoying, because people remember stuff they enjoy. I know that I've been in many boring meetings, but I don't really enjoy them. I don't remember them, but I do remember like good ones or fun ones or presentations and stuff. Okay, let me grab this next question. Someone I might have to save. Oh no, let me try and squeeze these two in. How can I tailor my speaking style to different audiences and situations? Now, this goes back to your research. Who are you going to be speaking to? And as I say, if you're going to be speaking to three-year-olds, they don't have the mind capacity or the bottom capacity to sit still for longer than a minute or two. So there's no point giving them some big thou art, thou Shakespeare stuff. And that's not going to work or entertain them. Know your audience, who's in front of you. Speaking to three-year-olds about money or about apples and how to, you know, brush their teeth, eat apples and be healthy and strong? Or you're going to talk about women who are in the 30s about the benefit of using apples and using their money resource wise to help them keep healthy and strong, because your muscle body starts to deteriorate in 30s or 40s. You need to go to the gym, work harder to build muscle. So you've got to know who your audience is. Adjust your tone, your language, your speed to suit delivery. Always check in. What do you understand from me from that? If you're talking to an older team, or you ask the little ones, okay, Tommy, show me how you count the apples, you know. Check in with your listeners that they're with you, that they're listening, they have understood the point. And just have active listening where you're bringing in your listeners so they can answer questions, and adapt things as well. Be flexible too. Have your notes, but be willing to flexibly change it in front of whoever's in front of you. Because this can help you be an effective speaker, as many people have their notes all drafted out. But if you're in a responsive type situation, you've got to present and talk and answer question answers, you need to be flexible. You've got to be able to think on your feet. Let me get this last one. Now, I know this one is kind of key. It happens a lot. How can I handle interruptions and objections and difficult questions while speaking? Now, this depends on who you're speaking to, where, and what the distractions are. If it's distractions to say, here's coffee, tea, and chocolates, come in, lady, come in. But if it's like someone keeps calling out, just say, you know what? I really appreciate your questions. And some of them, I do believe I'm going to grab them. through what I'm talking about. And if there's anything that I haven't covered, please take a note and let's do it at the end in Q&A time. So you've got to really lead. You've got to lead on it, how you're talking and stuff. So just be calm, take deep breaths, maintain your positive attitude that you're there to be spoken about. And then if that person, if it's the same person, you have to ask them, would you like to share? What is it you have to share that's so burning that you cannot wait until the end? Stuff like that and make people silence really, really quickly, yeah? So those are the main things that I would say. I'd ask the person if they can wait to the end. Ask them if what they say is such a burning desire that they need to share right then and then. And then that should be the best way to handle it, I would think. Let me just check my phone. That is the end of my Q&A. Thank you so much. So guys, if you have any questions, you know the way you can get them to me. You can DM them to me on Instagram, Leanne Turner. If you want to email them, do it at leanne@leannesvoice.com or whatever social platform you're on. Make sure you follow me because I'm on all of them on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and so LinkedIn as well. So make sure you follow me and then you can DM me your questions and queries and I will try and answer them on a future episode. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I have been your host, Leanne Turner, and I hope you have loved it as much as I have loved being that voice in your ear, helping you to speak more confidently like never before. And if that's your goal, well, it must be if you've been listening to my podcast. You can't just be listening to my sweet, honey, calm, soothing tones, although I'm grateful that you are. I want to help you to speak more confidently in your life, whether that's at work, at home, on dates, you know, business, whatever it is you need to do on the phone. I want you to be that confident woman that you know you can be, but you just didn't know the how. Let me be your how, my love. Okay. So this month I've got some free spaces in my coaching clientele base. And I want you in there. I want to help you to reach that level of speaking confidence like you never have before. If you're a woman and you know that you want to speak confidently in your interview to nail that job, you want to speak great and confidently engaging in work presentations, in team meetings, on your videos online, on dates, on phone calls, at home, to the children, wherever it is you need to talk, because you know we ladies, we like to talk, right? I want to help you to express yourself confidently. Yeah, and if that's you and you think that you can really benefit for some coaching sessions, I have some space for you this very month, my dear. So go onto my website, leannturner.com, click the coaching page and you're going to see how you can, you know, let me know your needs and how I can meet your needs and how we can make this happen. Okay, I am so excited to see you in the coaching session. I've got a few spaces left just for you, my dear. And please go onto my website, click coaching and sign up on the form and let's make this happen so you can be that confident speaking woman like never, ever before.